This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
One of the defining characteristics, arguably one of the defining characteristics, I guess, of this digital economy is that you can now, with a click or two, get almost anything delivered to your front door. The corollary to that is that you can now get almost anything stolen from your front door, too. You've seen the home security camera footage, right? Somebody walks right up, grabs a box, maybe with the Amazon logo on it, and drives right off. Boom, done. Well, with the high season for holiday online shopping upon us, that is what you'd call a target-rich environment. One place this porch piracy is playing out is Austin, Texas, where, as it happens, there is a new law to stiffen the penalties on these package thieves. Marketplace's Andy Euler is in the Texas Capitol.
At this strip mall in South Austin, UPS store owner Jay Susie is taping up a cardboard box as customers filter in to send packages and to pick them up. Susie runs 7 UPS stores in Austin. He started out as a store clerk in the late 1990s. He says back then, people who had packages sent to UPS stores were just seeking a little privacy.
They wanted to come here and not have people know where their address is or set up an address specifically for their business. And now it is. I need a safe place to send my packages.
A safe place for packages because so many people are getting stuff stolen. He says this porch piracy has changed the way he markets his business.
We remind people that, hey, you can receive that package here.
Susie is opening 2 more UPS stores in the next few months. He says it's too bad, but the threat of package theft is one reason his business is growing. Austin resident Spike Jones had his porch plundered a few years ago.
It was my birthday, and I got a message from one of my friends saying, did you get that package I sent? I got delivered, and I said I never got it.
It was a bottle of gin. It was a bummer, but he says because it was the first time it had happened, he didn't report it to the police.
And then I came home 2 days later, and there was another package that was delivered for my birthday, but it was open, and there was a pocket square and a tie that were laying out there on the porch, which was what was sent me. Apparently, the thieves did not want that.
So Jones had a motion sensor camera installed at his house, and like lots of us, he started having packages delivered to his job. Delivery companies are trying to find other ways to thwart porch piracy. Bonnie Harrison is a FedEx spokesperson.
More people are ordering online, and those shipments have to go somewhere. And quite often it's to people's front porches where they could be left for a matter of hours, in some cases even days. And we know the risk associated with that.
There is a limit to what delivery companies can do, of course. After they drop off a present you sent to grandma, their job is kind of done. Companies like FedEx are giving customers more options and trying to outwit the thieves.
So, for example, you can write instructions for your courier or your driver and ask that he or she, place the package somewhere in particular.
Amazon drivers sometimes try to sort of hide a package, say, by wedging it between a couple of trash cans. Then they send a picture to the person who made the order. 26 million Americans had holiday packages stolen from their front porches or doorsteps in 2017, according to a study from Insurance Quotes. In a separate study, security camera Ring found that the average value of packages stolen that same year was $140. A few years ago, Alan Banks had an idea to save people from losing money to porch pirates, and he could do something about it. He's the chief of police in Round Rock, an Austin suburb.
I said, what better way is have them deliver it to our police department, let us safekeep them, let them come pick them up when they're available to come and pick them up, and that way it eliminates that potential to be a victim.
In 2017, its first year, this holiday shopping season program saw 30 packages delivered to the station. Last year, 380. Banks expects more this year. He's even allocated a second room for storing those holiday deliveries. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.